up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go, once again, time for another edition of Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another day, another week, another year, for Pete's sake, huh? I guess technically this will be the first show of 2024, right? You could be actually hearing this show on New Year's Eve Day. That is a definite possibility, because the shows always go out on a Sunday morning, so I don't know when you get them, when you listen to them or whatever, but this would be technically the first show of 2024. Feels a lot like the last show of 2023. I'm not real sure about that, but that's the way it's going down for me so far. How's it going for you? Pretty good? Yeah, good. All right. I got a stack of records. We're going to play them. Tell you what, last week, I have my usual giant teetering stack of records that I've played over the last few weeks that I always seem to put off putting them away. And the stack was getting tall and teetery. Finally, I was like, all right, I'm going to put these records away, sort them out, put them back in the shelves. They go. And while I was doing that, I found a bunch of records in the top cubby in the top shelf and the top thing and thing on the shelves and the wall over here. And I was like, wow, here's a whole handful, a mixture of records that I can't remember having played in a long, 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 long time. Like they got set aside outside of the proper shelving for whatever reason. Like maybe the shelves were full or messy and I shoved them somewhere else last year. I don't know. I can't remember the last time I played any of these records. I found them all in a weird place. So I just grabbed them and we're going to play them. So I don't know. They could have been 6 months ago or 6 years ago. I have no idea. So let's get things rolling in the new year. Maybe. Unless you're hearing this early on New Year's Eve Day. That's a possibility for some of you. Anyway, let's get things going. Here's Frankie Kramer. This one's cleverly titled Kramer's Polka. All right, Frankie Kramer there. It's Kramer's Polka here at Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another year as we go rolling into 2024. It's a weird roll-in, let me tell you. I'm sitting up here in northern Minnesota right now looking out the upstairs studio window, and it is sunshiny, and there's not a speck of snow in northern Minnesota. We had movies of people water skiing up here last week. What in the heck is going on, man? And they say there's no global warming. Well, some people say that. It's about half and half, isn't it? I don't know. But anyway, it's weird knowing that I'm sitting here doing the New Year's show for the first week of a brand new year, which means it's January when it's usually like 32 degrees below zero and we've been snow blowing all day. And then I come in and do the polka show. Instead, I'm like, I wonder if I'm going to need the lawnmower. Weird things are going on, man. Now, see, here's what happens when I put away the records in the wrong colored sleeves. Wait a minute. I got to do this right now. Because we just heard Frankie Kramer's band doing Kramer's polka. And that record is right here in my hand. It's in a yellow sleeve. And the yellow sleeves, I guess they're golden, actually, are what I put Polish-style records in. And clearly, Frankie Kramer was Slovenian style and should be in a red sleeve. So when I grab the records, I always try to mix them up. It's basically a crutch for me to try to get a good mix of the records so I don't play like all Polish records in one show. So I threw Frankie Kramer on and got it ready to go. And then I grabbed a red record going, hey, Slovenian style. I got Frank Yankovic over here on the other turntable. And I'm like, those are going to sound real similar. And I'm going to play it anyway. But it wouldn't have happened had Frankie Kramer been in a red sleeve to begin with. So now we're going to hear Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. It's the Town Tap Polka. Man, some of those records go by so fast, don't they? Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there. That is the Town Tap Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another week and, I guess, technically for another year, right? Brand new year coming at us here. I hope you got big plans for 2024. My plans are I hope they will go as, you know, at least as good as last year and we'll be in fine shape. So there you go. Man, weird week for me. Weird to be doing the show right now. Yesterday, okay, so over the last week or so, I've had kind of a weird cold thing going on, and I still have it a little bit. I don't know if you could tell it in my voice. You're never supposed to tell people that on the radio because then they probably would never notice. But anyway, I felt kind of like a cold, weird thing. And my grandson had strep a couple of weeks ago, and I was hanging out with him, and we didn't know he had strep at the time. And so I thought, well, maybe I caught that. But then I didn't really have a sore throat, but I felt kind of funny. And I've had pneumonia several times in my life. So finally, the other day, yesterday, day before, I don't know, I decided go to the doctor, get a strep test, play it safe. Check for pneumonia, play it safe, be sure, because I don't want to play with my grandson if I'm going to spread germs to him or something, right? So I go to the doctor, and she's checking me out, and she gets that little ear thing they have, you know, with the pointy thing with the light bulb in it they shove in your ear, and she shoves it in my left ear and says, I can't see anything in there. You got so much wax in there, I can't even see your ear canal. We're going to have to clean that out. So she gets her magic. This is gross. So she gets her magic ear cleaning instruments out, or implements, I should say, little hooky things and scoopy things and terrible looking things. And she's digging in there and it's kind of hurting. And she's like, man, I can't even come close to getting this. We got to get the nurse in here with her super big flushing high power water, peroxide, hydrogen stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, holy cow. Then I get a giant blast of something in my ear that blasts a giant thing out of there. And it was gross. I'm not going to describe it to you because it was beyond comprehension. And it hurt like holy heck. And it scared me because I didn't see it coming. It was like wham. And I let off with a word of cuss words that probably sent 300 people home from the clinic that were waiting in the waiting room when they heard me down the hall. And she was like, and that's going to hurt because when it came out, it ripped out a whole bunch of ear hair. And I'm like, what? So now my one ear is weird. And so I'm doing the show, obviously, with the headphones on, because otherwise I don't know what I'm saying. And the one side sounds tinny and weird. And I've been doing radio for 2 days since we did this, and it's messing with me. And it's weird. One side of my head sounds like I'm listening to a Victrola, you know, one of those old crank-up record player deals. So I don't know. I'm off to a weird start this year. It can only get better from here. Now, this has got to be a great song. First of all, it's Whoopi John, so you know it's good. But the name of the song is Favorite Polka. You can't go wrong when you're playing something called Favorite Polka, right? There you go. Favorite Polka says right on the record, Whoopi John and his band, not and his orchestra. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. And let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin for a moment. And first of all, I've been talking about them here on the show for years now and encouraging you to visit if you can, or at least check out their website. And I realize all this time, I've actually been telling you it wrong, because it's not the World of Accordions Museum. And I know that. It's World of Accordions Museum. It's AWAM. If you look it up, It's AWAM, a World of Accordions Museum. I always say the. I can't help it. It just seems right to me. But it's a World of Accordions Museum. And I always tell you to visit them online at worldofaccordions.org. And you can certainly do that. They have a very nice website with a ton of pictures and a ton of information and a lot of stuff that you'll find interesting. But I don't think I've ever mentioned this before. They are on Facebook. All right? So you can look them up. And you can follow them on Facebook and you'll get all the news and all the updates about what's going on. And it'll be super cool. So I wanted to be sure to mention that. Now, they're on their winter schedule, of course, even though it's beautiful and sunshiny and 40 degrees up here right now. What the heck is going on? Anyway, they are open Saturdays from 3 till 6, Sunday from 10 till 6, and Monday from 10 till 6. Got it? But they suggest you call for an appointment if you want to visit during the winter. Be sure, because you never know. There could be a blizzard or something, and you might come flying in from, I don't know, Oklahoma, and they might not be open because there's a blizzard or something. But anyway, they're on Facebook. All right? World of Accordions is on Facebook. So if you want to follow them there, I would recommend that. I never thought of that. I will now be doing that. Just because. And yeah, that's all I got to tell you. There's like 1,400 accordions on display there. So well, I see now the number says 1,300 instruments and over 1,500 artifacts. What? There's artifacts too? I never talk about that either. See, I should look this stuff up more often. It says, welcome to our magnificent collection of accordion family instruments. We care that your experience here are pleasant and memorable. 1,300 instrument examples, over 1,500 artifacts from all parts of the world provided for your education and amazement. We hope to stimulate your awareness of the cultural importance of these instruments and their significance in modern life. Check it out. It's cool. It's a self-guided tour that you can take. They will do a curated narrator tour, but it costs more and you got to have an appointment. But like, if you want to do that, that would be like the most educational and most informational deal. Check it out. All the information's on their website, worldofaccordions.org. And it's technically a World of Accordions, but it's worldofaccordions.org on the internet, and they're on Facebook too. And I never thought to even check to see if they were on Facebook. How did I let that go by? I feel like I have been so informative today. Jeez. All right. I told you I'm playing this handful of records I got off the very top shelf of the record shelf thing, just the 45 shelf. There's a wall with 45s, there's a wall with LPs, two different shelves. And I counted too. What did I come up with? Wait a minute. Let me see if I can figure this out again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 8, 6, 7, 8. I figured it out last week when I was putting records away and I was trying to figure out like how many thousand songs are just on the shelves of 45s. And I was like, holy crap, that's a lot of songs. I had to make the show longer so I play these records more often. Anyway, a lot of these, I can't even remember having played this. Have we ever played Richie Vadnell's orchestra doing the Loverboy Polka? I don't recall this, and it's one of those songs that even if I had this record in my hand before, I would have played the other side, because this side's not even 2 minutes long, and I have a tendency to play the longer side of the song with singing as opposed to the song with instrumentals, or unless I need the last song of the show and I'm running out of time, I get a short record. But I'm like, this isn't even 2 minutes, and it's Richie Vadnell Orchestra with the Vadnell Singers, and I don't even remember mentioning the Vadnell Singers before. Maybe I have. I'm old and fuzzy. I could be forgetting these things. But nonetheless, here they are with the Loverboy Polka.
I'm in love with you.
You are?
And don't know what to do.
You don't?
I'd like to hold your hand.
All right.
But will you understand?
I will.
Your eyes are big and blue.
They are.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
What?
Hold you close and hug you tight. Kiss you once and kiss you twice. Save my loving just for you. Maybe then you'll love me too. Oh, lover boy. 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 Thank you.
I'm in love with you.
You are?
And don't know what to do.
You don't?
I'd like to hold your hand.
All right.
But will you understand?
I will.
Your eyes are big and blue.
They are.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
What?
Hold you close and hug you tight. Kiss you once and kiss you twice. Save my loving just for you. Maybe then you'll love me too. Hold on, boy.
All right, there you go. See, now I kind of remember it. I don't know, but it's funny because that little exchange in the beginning, he was like, "I'd like to hold your hand," and she goes, "You would?" And I read a survey this week that like 75% of women would be happier if their husband would hold their hand more often. And I thought, really? Because my wife hates holding hands, and I think it's probably because I'm 6'2" and she's like 5'1" or something, so we're kind of lopsided. I don't know. My wife is not a big fan of hand-holding. And I would like to hold hands more. So I don't know, but I saw that in a survey this week. So anyway, Richie Vadnell's Orchestra, the Vadnell Singers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Glad you're with me for another show. Let's do the farewell polka. These are the new Chicago Lairs. This record is 40 years old. Are they still the new Chicago Lairs? I don't know.
Ciele wojo, to Staszek nie słyszy, jak muzyka zagrał, jak muzyka zagrał, policzy a tiszy, jak muzyka zagrał, jak muzyka zagrał, policzy a tiszy, biała ta nareczka, co jajkę nie nucił. Dała głos Stasiowi, dała głos Stasiowi, żeby się nie smusił. Dała głos Stasiowi, dała głos Stasiowi, żeby się nie smusił. Odjechał kochanek i już nie powróci. Odjechał kochanek, odjechał kochanek i już nie powróci. Ej, syn kochanek się utopił się w studni. Ona zajmie mi, ona zajmie mi, a zderzym ja tu. Ona zajmie mi, ona zajmie mi, a zdejrzym ja tu mi.
I like a record where they all stop playing at the same time. That shows real professionalism. There are the new Chicago Lairs here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this happens every darn week, right about this same time in the same spot on your dial or the same spot in your computer or your smart speaker or your magical sound-making device of some sort. I figure someday we're going to be able to beam this kind of stuff like right into your brain. And you'll just be sitting there, you know, doing whatever you're doing. And all of a sudden, the Oompa Hour will just come right into your brain. That'll be an amazing situation. Hopefully, I remember to play both a waltz and a song off of 78 this week. I got a few sitting here. Got to pick something out yet, so I'll get to work on that. So I'm going through these records again that I grabbed off the shelf that I haven't seen for a while. And I grabbed this one, and right away, my instincts are, well, that one's in the wrong sleeve because it's in a green sleeve, and the green sleeves are actually a madrigal, isn't it? Green Sleeves, the song Green Sleeves. And that's a, don't go down that road, bucko. Okay, let's not. But I grabbed this record, and it's a JJ record, which, as you know, is Lil Wally's record company. And I'm like, okay, why is that in the green sleeve? That's wrong. You know it's going to be a Polish record. It's a JJ record, but they're not always. And I look, and it's by Lolita. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't think this is a Polish record. So I got faked out for a second there. This is the Lucky Lucky Polka. Here's the problem. See, now I knew full well that they sing it's the Lucky Lucky Polka, but I was announcing the name of the song and I said the Lucky Lucky Polka, which obviously is not what they're saying. I mean, not with the accent, but I was typing it onto my playlist because I keep track of all the songs I play at the same time I was talking to you and my hands were typing Lucky and my brain was saying thinking Lucky and I said Lucky because that's what I was typing. Anyway, that's Lolita and the Lucky Lucky Polka on a JJ record, which confuses me all the time when it's not a Lil Wally record on JJ. We got Eddie Zeman, you got a bunch of people, but you got the Powder Puffs Orchestra, too. I don't play enough of them. Anyway, it's a wild week this week here on the Oompa Hour. I don't know what it is. It's like I had, you know why? You know what it is? I'm talking way too much in the show. We're not going to get any records on the show. Yesterday, my daughter brought my grandson in to see me at work at the studio. And the deal is he's not going to school because it's Christmas vacation, and she had to go to work, and I was still a thing, and I was going to babysit. And I said, well, just bring him to work. He likes to hang out at the radio station. And so he shows up with Mom, and they're like, we should bring Grandpa a donut because they'd stop for gas on the way. And Jake says, hey, let's get Grandpa a donut. So they stop to get Grandpa a donut, and then he's like, well, you should probably, you know, bring one for, you know, the other guys too. So in walks my daughter and my grandson with two boxes of donuts yesterday. And so we're all pigging out on donuts yesterday. Well, we didn't eat them all, so I went back to work today. And I go to work real early in the morning. And by 5 o'clock, I'd already had half a pot of coffee and three donuts. And I think the sugar, and that was this morning. That was like 14 hours ago. And the sugar and the caffeine, I think, is still affecting me. Let's play our 78 of the week. I know I have other important things I need to remember, but I got a 78 right here ready to go. and I better do it before I get sidetracked and I don't do it. Back to 1944. How does that sound? The Polketeers, they're on Music Craft Records that a lot of interesting people recorded on the Music Craft label. I always think of that as one of those weird budget labels, but not really. Mel Torme, who's one of my favorite singers from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. The Velvet Fog, recorded on Music Craft early in his career. Harry the Hipster Gibson, who is like one of my heroes from the 40s and early 50s, recorded on Music Craft. So I don't feel like this is a cheap label. It's the Polketeers anyway. I wish I could come up with an excuse to play a Harry the Hipster Gibson record, but none of them are polkas. They're boogie-woogie, and they're fun. But anyway, this is a GI polka on our genuine. This is our official 78 of the week. Everything sounds great when it's a 78. Here's the Polketeers and the GI polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. There you go, the Polketeers there. That's the GI Polka. That's our 78 of the week. Everything sounds great on a 78. You're on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, it's turning out to be a weird show. Maybe this is setting the standard for 2024. We'll see how it goes. I don't have a calendar. I'm bummed about that. You would think, I knew the new year was coming. I should have new calendars by now. But, you know, you go to the bank and they have free calendars, and you go to the clinic and they have free calendars, and you go to the insurance guy and they have free calendars. Even the hardware store has free calendars. In fact, I got a 9-year-old hardware store calendar right here that sits in the studio because I got all the passwords for stuff written on the back of it, and I don't want to forget them, and I just never throw it out. And it's been sitting here for, 7 or 8 years now because it's just got December left on it. it's my little cheat sheet. It's ridiculous. But see, like here in the studio where I do the polka show, last year's calendar for 2023 came from the Accordion Babes. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Accordion Babes, but it's a bunch of ladies who are accordion players, not necessarily polka players. They're folk music and rock and roll music, all kinds of music. And they posed in very tasteful pictures. They're not naughty pictures with their accordions. Like, here's a girl sitting on a train. And that's December's girl. But they didn't make a new calendar for 2024. They said they were taking this year off and they were going to come back with a real killer next year. So for a whole year, I don't know what day it is. I got to find something else that's cool. I don't want just scenery. I have standards. Anyway, let's play Marv Herzog, shall we? Here's the Mary's Knockin' Polka.
More, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. Take me once more, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. I will be knocking each night and day until you tell me that I can stay, that I can stay, dear, and be with you. Because I love no one else but you, that I can stay, dear, and be with you. Because I love no one else but you.
There you go, Mary's Knockin' Polka, Marv Herzog, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, checking in from Frankenmuth, Michigan. This is where Marv is from. I sometimes don't feel like Marv Herzog records come around often enough here in the show. But anyway, we'll just put that one back in the stack. Now, I always have questions when I get to this next record, and I'm sure I've talked about this before, but it's been a while. I have the Ellen Polka by Norm Wilkie's Little Fisherman, okay? And the record company's out of Northfield, Minnesota. And here's what I always wonder. When I was in junior high school, which they don't have anymore, now they call it middle school, I guess. So like seventh grade, my band director was Norm Wilkie. What are the odds? And that would have been a long time ago. That's like more than 50 years ago. I'm trying to think about it. The numbers are so big, I can't even do the math in my head. Anyway, my band director's name was Norm Wilkie, and he was a super cool dude. Is it possible it's the same guy? Is it possible that my junior high band director was a polka band leader? Is that possible? I can't find out. When I play the records, I always try to look it up on the Google, and I never get an answer. But I just wonder. This would have been at St. Anthony Village High School, or junior high and high school. It was all in one building way back, like 50 some more than 50 years ago. Because that would be super cool if I found out that he was this same guy. But probably not. But what are the odds there'd be two guys named Norm Wilkie that were in the music business in the Twin Cities back in those days? I don't have any idea what I'm talking about, but I always wonder about it. Here's the Ellen Polka. There you have it, Norm Wilkie's Little Fisherman. That's the Ellen Polka here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. All right, two things that I'm directing to. I know I have listeners out there that are what you would call old-time polka guys. They know a lot more about it than I do, and they've been doing it for years more than I have. Any of you guys know if Norm Wilkie was a music teacher back in the, I guess it would have been like late 60s, early 70s in St. Anthony Village? Is that possible? I've always just been curious, and I try to look it up. You know how many people are named Norm Wilkie? 10,000 obituaries come up on the internet, and then I look up the discography of the band, and some say they're from Le Sueur, some say they're from different places. One's got them in Tomahawk, Wisconsin. The record I'm holding says they're from Northfield, Minnesota. I don't know. I'm just curious if it's the same guy. And as long as I have your attention, all you old guys that know the music and know the people way more than I do. If you remember back during Christmas time, I played our 78 of the week. I think it was last week even. I played Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins doing It's Santa Claus Time was our 78 of the week. And I broke the record. I did. I should take a picture of this and put it on the Facebook. I'll try to remember to do that when I'm done with the show this week. I have a beautiful, gorgeous, shiny, mint condition 78 of Cousin Fuzzy doing It's Santa Claus Time on a Polka Land 78 as in beautiful shape. And I put it back in the sleeve, and I put it over here on a shelf, and I went to put it away, and a big chunk of record fell out. Somehow, between last week and this week, this record busted. And I'm very sad about this, because how many beautiful, shiny, pretty copies of this could possibly be out there in record land? So if you have a really nice copy of It's Santa Claus Time by Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins on a nice, clean, shiny Polka Land 78, and you give me a good deal on it, I'd like to hear from you. I'm so sad. I'll take a picture of it and put it on the Facebook page. I promise, probably, if I remember, because it's very sad. Anyway, we got to play a waltz. I can't believe the show is almost over this week. There's too much going on this week. Holy moly, man. Okay, we got to play a waltz. I got Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones up here. And this is a song that in the olden days when this record came out like 50, 60 years ago, they would not probably play on the radio because it's not actually naughty, but it alludes to kind of naughty. And so printed right on the record label, it says not for airplay. But these are modern times, and we're not as sensitive, right, as we were back in those days. And I've been known to play this on the air before, and it's a waltz. So I get the satisfaction of playing a ridiculous record and get in our official waltz. So dancers, this is your big chance if you'd like to waltz. And I don't recommend you do this with your very best sweetheart, because it's kind of an annoying little song. So if you're ready, here are the Versatones and the Sweet Violets Waltz.
Was a farmer who sat by the creek, watching the little boys play with their marbles and toys, having fun galore. When along came a girl who looked like a pretty young lady who laid in the grass, and when she rolled over, she showed us her ruffles and tuffles. We all wished her luck, for she entered a contest to see how long she could knit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling. Sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets. Was a farmer who sat by the creek, watching the little boys play with their marbles and toys, having fun galore. When along came a girl who looked like a pretty young lady who laid in the grass, and when she rolled over, she showed us her ruffles and tuffles. We all wished her luck, for she entered a contest to see how long she could knit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling. Sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets.
I don't know, I just have a feeling somewhere, someplace, I'm going to get yelled at for that one. But anyway, Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, the Sweet Violets Waltz. I know that I have played it before on this show, and I've lived to tell the story. So there you have it. There's your waltz for the week. Oh, man, we're going to get in a couple more records, I hope, here. It seems like time has gone by so fast, and I've hardly played any songs. Dick Metko and the Boys coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see what else we can fit in here. My goal is to fit in three more songs. You think I can do it? I don't know. I want to go out with Lil Wally doing Auld Lang Syne since it's first week of the new year and all that kind of stuff. This is Dick Metko and the boys. Love that Matilda. Have it, Dick Metko and the boys there. And love that Matilda Polka here at Tim's Hoompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. We're going to do it. I'm going to get two more records in here. I am. This is the Art Walunas Polka Band here. It's the old Myra Polka. right, there you have it there. That's an old one. I mean, older than the other ones. That's Art Waluna's Polka Band and the Elmira Polka. And let's see, we can't get out of the show here with a little bit of class left anyway. Wow, what a week this has been. I didn't play nearly as many records as I usually do, and I played one that wasn't even 2 minutes long. Yikes! Anyway, it's like the first week of the new year happening. Whenever you happen to hear this show, I know different stations play it on different days, different times during the course of the week, but nonetheless, it is New Year's week. So let's make 2024 a real humdinger, shall we? Let's go out on Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys here. And y'all probably know this one, so let's just do it. There you go, Lil Wally there, the Harmony Boys. And, of course, Auld Lang Syne here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and that brings us to the end of the show and launches us squarely into 2024. Who would have thought that would happen, huh? My gosh. All right, well, let's roll that theme song. I got work to do.
Sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studios in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week, next year, and infinitum. Have a great New Year's week, and stay happy, everybody!